马太福音第五章33-37节，你们又听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可背誓，所起的誓总要向主谨守。只是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起，不可指着天起誓，因为天是神的座位；不可指着起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大君的京城；又不可指着你的头起誓，因为你不能使一根头发变黑变白了。你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是，若再多说就是出于那恶者。感谢神赐给我们这完全无误绝对可靠的话语。
我们谢谢韦执事带领我们读这段经文。我们这时候用点时间来祷告，那如果你方便的话我请你跪下，不方便的话就请你坐在原位上，我们同心来祷告。慈悲的天父上帝，我们实在要感谢你，感谢主再次的赐给我们有这个机会能够来到你施恩宝座前来求恩。天父，我们知道我们身为你的儿女，我们从你的话语也清楚知道这世界是离弃你的，这世界是远离你的。因此当我们在世界上过活的时候，我们难免会遇见，会看见，甚至我们会接触到一些不义的事情，一些不当有的事情。我们恳求恩主，你帮助我们身为你儿女的，让我们能够晓得分辨，让我们能够晓得远离这一切，让我们能够在这样的一个恶劣的环境中仍然能够持守你的话语，仍然能够成为你美好的见证。主，我们知道我们要面对这些的挑战，面对这些的试探引诱，面对这些各样从环境从各方面来的攻击，我们没有别的，只有借着你的话语。我们求主就帮助我们身为你儿女的，让我们检讨自己，我们是否每一天都祷告来亲近主，每一天都读你的话语来明白你的心意。主，我们知道我们若没有这么做，其实我们就已经陷在罪中，因为我们违背你，我们没有好好使用你给我们各样的恩典。我们求主帮助我们，让我们当中若有在生活中失去见证，或者是我们在你所给我们的恩典上我们没有就是很好的领受使用的，我们求主饶恕我们这一些不义的罪，让我们不会因为这样而颓丧，更是愿意的知道自己不足的时候愿意回转来更紧紧的来跟随你。我们求主帮助我们，让我们更多来思想来学习你的话语，来身体力行的时候好叫我们多得力量，更是能够在生活中体验你的同在的时候，我们更是能够享受你所要赐给我们的那欢喜快乐。我们求主继续的引领，求主继续的帮助我们，也帮助我们众弟兄姐妹，让我们看到自己灵命的贫乏的时候，让我们就不辜负你的恩典。你既然在教会当中设立这些成人主日学课程、查经班的课程、慕道班的课程，还有儿童主日学课程，我们知道这一切都是为着要用你借着你的话语来喂养我们这些贫乏的灵命的。因此我们求主让我们能够按着自己的所需，按着自己所能的来参与这些的学习，好叫我们在主你的话语上好好的被建立起来。我们求主继续的带领我们。天父，我们把我们在筹备当中如火如荼的筹备的这个圣经营继续交托，我们今天就要开始接受报名， 我们求主帮助这些筹委有智慧的来执行，我们也更是切切的要求主你帮助弟兄姐妹，让我们带着一个正确的心智，让我们知道这是你在一年一度你赐给我们这样的一个福分，让我们能够一同的就是放下各样缠绕我们的工作，好叫我们能够清新的去一个星期的时间来学习你的话语的时段。我们求主让我们不会错失，也不会忽略，好叫我们能够就是开始预备心来参加，也能够去申请假期。我们也求主为我们排开各样的拦阻，无论是工作上的拦阻或者是家庭的这些捆锁，让我们都能够没有任何的拦阻，能够在那个星期一起聚集来参加，来学习你的正道，来过这美好的团契的生活。更是求主帮助我们的讲员，无论是彭牧师，无论是郭牧师，或者是杜祥和牧师，我们都求主把你的话语赐给他们，你让你的仆人能够饱饱的领受，也大有能力的来传讲，让我们众人都在那一段时间能够更多的来得到主你话语的滋润，更是在灵命上得到激励，更有力能来服侍你。天父，我们也把来临的受难节、复活节继续交托天父，你求主你帮助我们，让我们真的是不会忘记主你为我们舍身的大爱，你如何为我们死在十字架上，你为我们受难，我们更是感谢主你三天复活，你战胜死亡，你也赐给我们这复活的盼望。我们求主让我们身为你儿女的不但是能够这样的来纪念，更是求主的爱激励我们，更让我们多得力量来服侍你。天父，我们继续的求主带领这来临的受难节跟复活节的这个聚会。主，早晨我们要再次的来思想你的话语的时候，我们求主你的灵再次的充满你的仆人郭全牧师，赐给他由你上头来的力量，让他能够清晰的来为我们分析你的话语，让他能够清楚的来教导的时候，也求主的灵运行在我们众人心里，让我们都能够有颗饥渴慕义的心，让我们都有个受教的心来领受你的话语，好叫我们在这里无论是讲的听的都能够同盟一处。我们求主带领一下这段时间，我们将感恩祷告奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名求，阿们。好，请坐。我们这时候就请郭全牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息，题目是实话实说。那我们请赵碧伟执事为我们翻译。
Greetings to you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
This morning we shall continue our study on the Sermon on the Mount.
今天早晨我们继续的来思考耶稣在登山宝训所给我们的教训。
The Beatitudes describe our salvation.
在马太福音第五章前面呢，我们看到了八福，就是形容了我们这个整个救恩的过程。
Verse 13 to verse 17 describe our testimony.
然后马太福音第五章第十三到第十七节呢，就代表了我们的见证。
Verse 17 to verse 20 describe what Jesus says, I am not here to destroy the word of God, but to fulfill it.
然后我们接下来看第十八到第二十节呢，我们看到耶稣说他来不是要废去这个神的话语，而是要成全。
Verse 21 to verse 26, he corrected the wrong understanding of commandment number 6.
然后我们在第二十一节呢到第二十六节，我们看到耶稣怎么去解释这个第六的那个诫命。
Verse 27 to verse 32, he corrected the wrong understanding of commandment number 7.
然后第二十七节到第三十二节，耶稣继续的来澄清这个第七诫的那个意思。
This morning we shall look at verse 33 to 37, focusing on commandment number 3.
我们现在来继续看第三十三到第三十七节，关于这个第三诫的意思。
In verse 21, Jesus quoted commandment number 6, Thou shalt not kill.
在我们这个第耶稣呢之前呢，看到说我们不可以杀人。
In verse 27, Jesus quoted, Thou shalt not commit adultery.
然后第二十七节呢，这里耶稣说不可奸淫。
And in verse 33, Jesus quoted, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath.
然后第三十三节呢，这里耶稣说到说，我们不要被事所起的事呢，总要向主。
This quotation is taken from Leviticus 19, verse 12. Leviticus 19, verse 12.
这个经节呢是取自于利未记第十九章第十二节。
Ye shall not swear.
等一下，让我翻到利未记。
Leviticus 19, verse 12.
利未记第十九章第十二节。利未记第十九章第十二节这里说，不可指着我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名，我是耶和华。
The basis for Leviticus 19 verse 12 is commandment number 3.
然后这个第三诫里面呢，就是按着利未记第十九章第十二节所立的。
Commandment number 3 is found in Exodus 20 verse 7.
然后我们接下来看第三诫，第三诫呢就记载在这个出埃及记第二十章第三节，第二十章第七节。
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
在这个出埃及记第二十章第七节，这里记着说，不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。
You realize that in Matthew 5:33, there is nothing wrong with the quotation of that verse.
所以我们在如果看到这个马太福音第五章第三十三节这里呢，我们看耶稣这么说是没有错的。
Thou shalt not forswear thyself literally means you cannot swear falsely.
不可背誓就是不可以故意的起假誓。
But thou shalt perform unto the Lord thy oath means whatever you have sworn in the name of the Lord you must keep.
所以呢，我们所起的誓呢，我们总要去执行，去谨守。
What exactly is the situation here?
这里的情况是到底是怎么样呢?
Just like when Jesus quoted the commandments earlier, there's nothing wrong with the quotation.
好像耶稣这里所举例的呢都没有错。
It is how the Pharisees and the Sadducees have misunderstood and misinterpreted the Bible that is the problem.
可是呢，当时呢的宗教领袖就是法利赛人、撒都该人。他们就是扭曲了神的话语。
The problem in that time was that if I swear in the name of Jesus Christ, I must keep.
当时呢，他们的解释就是，如果我按着耶稣的名来起誓呢，我要谨守。
But if I did not swear by the name of Jesus Christ, I don't have to keep.
可是他们说，如果我没有用耶稣的名来起誓呢，我不需要去谨守。
So the society has been living.In this kind of double standard.
所以当时的社会呢，就用这样的解释呢来过活。
So if I swear in the name of Jesus Christ, I will definitely keep. Everybody will try to keep.
他说，如果我用耶稣的名来起誓呢，我会去执守。
And God will count me a sinner if I swear in His name and do not keep.
可是呢，如果呢我用耶稣的名来起誓又不去执行呢，这样我就有罪。
So this was how the society was run in those days.
当时的社会呢，就用这样错误的观念呢来生活。
People do not know whether the person is telling the truth or not.
所以呢, 当时的人都不知道这个人到底是不是在说真话。
Because most people do not go around every time they finish a sentence, I swear in Jesus' name.
因为当时呢, 他们在, 付出什么承诺的时候, 他们都没有用说, 用耶稣的名。
Furthermore, in the court of law, they replace the name of the Lord.
然后在法庭里面呢, 他们也用这样的来解释。
And so in verse 34, 35, 36, they replace the name of the Lord with heaven.
所以呢, 我们看到第30, 35, 第36节呢, 他们用其他的东西呢, 来替换这个耶稣的名。
Because in day-to-day life, they have to make oaths or make vows or swear.
因为在生活中呢, 他们必须要, 有一些的承诺。
So they avoid the use of the name of the Lord completely.
所以呢, 他们避免用这个耶稣。可能你跟他这个讨论的时候，他说啊，我答应你，啊，我用天的名来答应你。
But I did not swear in the name of the Lord.
可是我没有用主的名来答应你。
So God will not hold me guilty even if I break my oath.
所以呢, 因为我没有用主的名, 就算是我没有执行呢, 我也没有罪。
Because I swear only by heaven.
因为我只是用天来起誓。
I didn't swear by the name of God.
我没有用神的名来起誓。
And then they say, all right, I will swear by the earth.
他说啊, 这样子的话, 我用地来起誓。
I will swear by Jerusalem.
我用耶路撒冷来起誓。
I even will swear by my own head.
我用自己的头来起誓。
This was common conversation and oath making.
当时呢, 他们这样的承诺呢, 是很普遍的用这样的方式。
By this, they will really think that they will not break commandment number two.
他们以为这样的方式呢, 他们就不会, 触犯了这个神第二条诫命。
This is a very terrible thing for them to do, don't you think so?
这样做是很, 很不好的, 你, 你有没有这样认为呢?
Have a very, very limited understanding of God's word.
他们对神的话语呢, 设下了很多的局限。
And then replace one word in God's word, and then I can break God's word, and I don't even feel bad about it.
他们以为呢, 用一些小小的更改呢, 就能够扭曲神的话语, 这样就不会让自己呢, 觉得内疚。
And so people will walk around and say, commandment number three, very easy to keep.
他们说, 啊, 这个第三戒呢, 很容易, 很容易呢, 就能够执守。
I just don't make oath in the name of the Lord, and I'm okay.
只要呢, 我不要用神的名来起誓, 就没有事了。
Commandment number three is one of the easiest commandments to break.
可是呢, 第三戒呢, 是很容易触犯的, 这个戒命。
Do you realize that?
你有没有认识到这一点吗?
Do you call yourself a Christian?
你当自己是基督徒吗?
If you are a Christian, you cannot not say you are a Christian.
如果你是基督徒, 你不可以说我不是基督徒。
Either you are ashamed of Christ or you are frightened that people might persecute you.
你怕人家对你逼迫吗? 你对基督的名有羞,觉得羞耻吗?
Either way is a sin.
这都是罪。
Why do you think that when we take the Lord's Supper, we say that if you believe in Jesus Christ but have not been baptized by water, please don't take?
我们在守这个圣餐的时候我们说, 如果你已经信了耶稣可是还没有洗礼呢,就避免。
For an adult, your water baptism is telling your friends and your loved ones that now I am a Christian.
如果你是成人, 我们洗礼呢, 就是要跟大家呢, 宣布说, 我现在是基督徒。
That's how important it is to tell people that I am a Christian.
所以呢, 我们要跟人家分享, 让人家知道我们是基督徒, 是, 是应该的。
Now the moment you say you are a Christian, you must live like Christ.
如果你说你是基督徒呢, 你就要像基督一样的生活。
Now if you tell lies,
如果你撒谎,
if you say black, actually you mean white,
你说黑的, 其实你是指的白的。
Do you think God speaks that way?
你认为神是这样子的吗?
The Bible will always be yes means yes, no means no.
圣经里面都是说是就是是, 不是就是不是。
This is who God is.
这是神。
This is exactly who Christ is also.
耶稣也是如此。
So you call yourself a Christian.
如果你说你是基督徒,
and then you tell lies.
可是你撒谎,
people think that Christ is a liar just like you.
人家就以为耶稣像你一样是一个撒谎的人。
You have just broken commandment number three.
你已经触犯了这个第三条诫命。
And this is only by our lips.
这是我们口里面说的。
What about by our actions?
我们的行为呢?
You go to places that Christ will never, never be found in.
你去的一些地方, 耶稣是不会去的。
Do you go to the casinos?
你有没有去那赌场呢?
Do you go gambling?
你有没有去赌博呢?
Do you drink? Do you smoke?
你有没有抽烟呢? 喝酒呢?
Do you think Christ will do any of these vices?
你自己问, 耶稣有没有做这些?
The moment you do that, you are telling people that Christ also do that.
如果你也做这些呢, 你就跟人家说, 我是基督徒, 耶稣也是如此做的。
And when you study the Bible, you know Christ will never do that.
可是如果我们读神的话语, 我们知道耶稣是不会如此做。
You have just taken the name of Christ in vain.
我们已经枉然的, 我们, 枉费了这个基督徒的这个名分。
When you dishonor parents as sons and daughters,
当我们没有孝敬父母,
and you call yourself a Christian,
而我们叫自己人是基督徒,
Christ always will do the Father's will.
这个耶稣呢, 他会继续的呢, 他是完全的要遵守父的这个旨意。
He testified that to us many times.
他在圣经里面常常的这样告诉我们,
I came to do the Father's will.
他说我来到这里呢, 就是要履行我父的旨意。
He has always honored the Father's will.
他是完全的顺服,
He has never disobeyed the Father's will. You call yourself a Christian. And you go home and you dishonor your parents. You lie to them, you cheated them, you speak ill of them.
我们对他们撒谎, 我们说他们的坏话。
Did Christ ever do that?
耶稣也这么做吗?
Christ never did that. But you call yourself a Christian and you did them.
可是你说你是基督徒, 而你这样子做。
Again, you have broken commandment number 3.
你也是犯了第三条戒。
In other words, whenever we tell a lie, we break commandment number 3.
当我们撒谎的时候呢, 我们就触犯了第三条戒命。
But that was not how the Pharisees and the Sadducees understood commandment number 3.
可是当时的这些法利赛人、撒都该人, 他们都不是这样的理解。
They limited it to only if I make an oath in the name of God.
他说只有我们在用耶稣的名, 神的名来起誓, 我们才有责任。
Then only if I don't keep my word, I break commandment number 3.
如果我这样子做呢, 我没有履行我的承诺呢, 我才是犯了罪。
Jesus says, you are very wrong.
耶稣说, 你错了。
You replace the name of God with heaven.
你把这个, 你用天的名来取代这个神的名。
What is heaven?
天是什么?
Is it not where God's throne is?
天就是神的座位。
Where God's throne is it not where God dwells?
神的座位不是神在那里吗?
And if that is where God dwells, is that not where God is too?
如果神是在,当是神的座位,神就在那里。
What does it mean to make an oath? What does it mean to swear?
起誓,发誓是什么意思?
That means I gave my word.
就说我用我的言语,
Whatever I say to you, I intend to keep it.
我所说的呢, 我有这个给你这个承诺, 我要去履行。
That is exactly what Jesus meant.
这个就是耶稣所说的。
But these people in the time of Christ, by simply replacing the name of God, they think that they can break their word anytime.
可是这些人错误的观念就是说, 如果我不要用神的名, 不要用耶稣的名, 用其他的名, 啊呢, 我就不用去守我自己的言语。
The earth is the Lord's footstool.
他这里又说, 这个地呢, 这个第35节啊,地就是他的脚凳。
Footstool is where you rest your feet when you are tired.
我们脚凳呢,就是来靠脚的,当我们的脚休,我们累的时候。
That is exactly how God looked at the earth.
就是神怎么去看待这个整个地。
One day the earth will be subjected to God's rule, that's footstool.
就是有一天呢,这个神呢,要来管制,统治整个。
God will rule the earth, God will own the earth.
神他要来管辖这个地球, 他要拥有这地球。
And therefore God will also be there.
神也在那里。
It belongs to God.
这是属于神的。
And to swear in the name of the earth is as good as swearing in the name of God.
如果你用这个地的名来起誓呢, 因为地是属于神的, 你就是等于是用神的名了。
What about Jerusalem?
比如说耶路撒冷呢?
Jerusalem is the city of the great king.
耶路撒冷呢, 是大君的京城。
This is God's capital city on earth.
这是, 到时呢，神在地上的国度，他的首都。
Where God placed His tabernacle and then later on His temple.
当到时呢，他的帐篷，然后到他的国度呢，都在那里。
God rules from Jerusalem.
神呢会在耶路撒冷呢来统治整个世
界。That means God is there as well.
神也在那里。
So whether it is heaven, whether it is earth, whether it is Jerusalem, God owns all of them.
所以不管呢是天。或者是地，或者是耶路撒冷，都是属于神的，神都在那里。
So to make an oath using any of these three names is equivalent to making an oath in the name of God.
虽然你们找借口呢，用这些名来取代神的名，可是总的来说，这些都是神的。
But what about swearing by my head?
可是你说啊，我用我的头来起誓呢
？Well, that doesn't belong to God, right?
啊，头不是神的。
Are you sure?
是这样子吗
？You think very carefully.
你想仔细的想想。
Can you make one hair white or black?
你能不能够把它自然的一根变黑一根变白呢
？Who is the one who turns your hair black and white?
是谁让你的头发一根变黑一根变白呢
？Not your hairdresser.
不是你那个理发师。
We know that people go to hairdressing salon and then they turn their hair many different colors.
我们知道我们可以去理发师那里呢，我们可以染色。
That is the fake.Temporal kind of change.
可是那是假的，是暂时而已。
No matter how you try to color your hair, once it turns white, you know it is white.
可是我们知道，真的呢，里面呢，它是白的呢，就是白的。
How do you know it is white?
我们怎么知道是白的呢
？The fact that you keep on going there to keep on dyeing and dyeing and dyeing your hair is evidence that it is white.
我们都知道，你知道为什么是白的吗？因为要常常去这个理发店啊来染发。
You see a baby, a young boy dyeing his hair?
你看到一个小孩子呢去染发吗
？It is forever black.
他的头发是黑的。
Because they don't need to dye.
他们不需要去染发。
The fact that you keep on dyeing, dyeing, keep on dyeing, because you know when the roots grow and the hair comes out, you know that it is white.
我们去染发呢，因为我们知道这个头发呢，它长的时候呢，根部分呢是白的。
That means as you grow older and older and older, as you age, who is in control of your aging?
当我们慢慢的老，慢慢的老的时候呢，是谁控制着我们呢
？Who is in control of the color of your hair, whether black or white？
谁控制我们的头发是哪一根黑，哪一根白呢
？Can you do it？
你能够做得到吗
？You and I can't。
你能够控制吗？不可以。
You can't even control something so simple as the color of our hair. When it is black, now it's turning white. There's nothing you can do.
你都不能够控制自己的头发哪一根黑，哪一根白。
That power belongs only to God.
这个权力呢，这个能力呢，就属于神的。
Therefore, it is also God again, isn't it?
所以也是神的。
So you can't just simply replace the name of God with heaven, with earth, with Jerusalem, with your own head, and therefore it's okay for me to break my word.
所以呢，我们启示的时候，我们不可以用借口说啊，我用天启示，用地启示，用耶路撒冷启示，用我自己的头启示，因为我们不要去守这个承诺。
We are not talking about little children.
我们不是说小孩子。
We are talking about grown-ups.
我们都是说成人。
We are talking about grown-ups having conversation with one another.
是成人的对话。
We are talking about grown-ups making business contract with one another.
就是在生意方面的一些承诺。
And they will use the names of the heaven on earth and Jerusalem and their own head in their business dealing.
所以他们在这个协商的时候呢，在这个做这个承诺的时候，他们就用这些天啊、地啊、耶路撒冷啊、自己的头啊。
And nobody keeps their word.
Oh, 不要去遵守。
You do not know whether after signing this contract, whether the contract will stand.
他们签了合约之后，有了协议之后，其实呢是不要去遵守的。
Is this not our society today?
这个就是反映了我们现在的社会吧。
There was an ex-deacon of a BP church.
以前这个有一间这个笃信圣经长老会，以前有一位执事。
He borrowed some money from the bank to do business.
他就跟银行呢借了这个贷款。
He borrowed just enough money, and he will return just enough money. Whereby, if he does not return the rest, he just simply declare himself bankrupt.
他就借了一笔钱，他知道说啊，这笔钱我借了之后，如果我不还，我只需要宣布破产。
And he knows that he will be a bankrupt after maybe 3 years.
他知道说啊，这笔钱我借了之后呢，我是不打算还的。And then 三年之后呢，我就是宣布破产。
And then automatically after 3 years, he will be discharged as a bankrupt, and everything will be okay again.
然后宣布破产之后呢，三年后他又 好了，就又还原了。
Because the amount is small.
因为那个数目不是很大。
It is not a very large amount.
不是很大的数目。
When it's a large amount, that period of 3 years will not hold.
因为如果数目太大呢，这个三年这个期限呢就不能够实效。
So when he signed the contract with the bank to borrow that amount of money, in his heart, he had no intention of returning everything.
所以呢，他跟银行借这笔钱的时候呢，他心里面虽然是他虽然已经签了合约，他心里面是不打算还的。
And do you know something? He wasn't even ashamed.
他也都不羞，不觉得羞耻。
Because it is legal.
因为这个是合法的吗？
And he shared with us that many other people also do it.
他说啊，很多人都是这么做的。
This is one of the many businessmen methods.
这些都是一些商业界的一些技巧。
But I said, what about you as a deacon, as a Christian?
他说你是执事，你是基督徒啊，你应该这样做吗？
The Bible says, owe no man anything except the debt of love.
他说你应该这么做吗？圣经是怎么教导的？我们不应该欠任何人，除了那个爱的。
It may be legal, but it is definitely not Christian.
虽然是合法的，我们不应该这么做，因为我们是基督徒。
This is cheating.
这是在骗人。
You don't keep your word.
你都不遵守你自己的言语。
You signed the contract with the intention to deceive.
你签这个合约呢，你本来就不想要还这个钱的。
But that is supposed to be the way of the world, isn't it?
可是在世界里面，他们说这样做很有智慧啊。
That should not be the way of Christians.
可是我们基督徒不应该这样做。
We bear the name of Jesus Christ.
因为我们是有这个基督的名在我们的身上。
One of the most important attributes of Jesus Christ is truthfulness.
这个基督他的本质呢，就是他是一个信实的，他是诚实的。
Imagine that there are certain parts of the Bible that is a lie.
想想呢，这个神的话语呢，有一些是假的。
And God doesn't tell us where it is.
这些造假的这个地方呢，我们不知道，神也不告诉我们。
What would you do to such a book?
你会怎么对待这本书呢?
You'd be so frightened and afraid to obey it, isn't it?
你会有这个信心来这个遵守每一个话吗?
The Bible tells us, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ from your heart, you will be saved to the uttermost. Romans 10, 9, 10, and 11.
在罗马书第十章第九到第十节，我们都看到神的话语这么说，如果我们真心的从心里面的来信耶稣，我们就必得救，永远的得救了。
And then you believe what the Bible says.
我们相信神的话语。
And then after God said, actually I'm joking with you.
可是神说，哎呀，你不要放在心上，这是跟你开玩笑而已。
You believe you also still go to hell, sorry.
你虽然相信了，你还是去地狱的。如果神这么对你说，你怎么样呢？
And then the Bible says, the New Jerusalem, you have streets of gold.
然后圣经里面我们看到说，新耶路撒冷呢，哇，满地黄金。
Actually, it's fake gold. I bluff you.
然后神跟你说啊，如果神反过来说，哎，我跟你开玩笑的，不是真的有黄金了。
You want a God like this?
你要这样的神吗？
Everything you read about, you're not sure.
你所读神的话语呢，你都不知道是真的还是假的。
You know that the Bible will never do that.
你知道神的话语呢不是如此的。
Because the Bible says God cannot lie.
因为神是不可以撒谎的。
He will always tell the truth.
神就是真实的。
Satan cannot tell the truth. He is the father of lies.
撒旦呢他是撒谎的。
And if you continue to tell lies,
可是如果我们继续的来撒谎，
there will come a point of time in your life whereby you will not know whether you are lying or you are telling the truth.
如果我们常常的撒谎，到了一个阶段呢，我们不知道自己几时是说真话，几时是说假话。
One of the first sins of children is lying.
我们看到小孩子呢，他们小小呢就会撒谎。
They come to school and they did not do the homework and then they tell lies.
他们来到学校没有做功课，就找一个借口。
They dare not tell the parents.
他们不敢跟父母说。
When they go back to school and they lie to the teachers to give some kind of terrible excuse.
然后他们到了学校呢，就跟这个老师们撒谎，找一些借口。
Perhaps because they are afraid of being punished.
因为他们害怕呢会被惩罚。
You think that can justify telling lies?
如果我们害怕惩罚就可以撒谎吗？
And you dare to call yourself a Christian?
我们可以说我们是基督徒吗？
Do you know there are people who tell lies after lies after lies until they don't even know how to tell the truth anymore?
有些人撒谎成了一种习惯了， Because
lying is part of their way of life.
因为撒谎已经是在他们里面了，很自然的就会撒谎。
That's what we warn our children when they were growing up.
所以呢，我们的孩子们在成长的时候，
because their lying were caught, their lies were caught.
我们警告他们不可以撒谎。
So we warn them, if you ever tell lies again, mom and dad will never believe you anymore.
如果你们继续撒谎被我们抓到，我们就不可以再信任你了。
Because we have no choice.
因为我们没有其他的选择。
We can't trust you.
我们不可以再信任你了。
You say there is no homework, I have to call your teacher and find out whether you're telling the truth.
你说你没有功课，我需要打电话给你的老师来知道你到底有没有功课。
And it will be done every time.
每次都要如此做。
Do you want this to happen to you?
你要这样子吗?
Because we have no choice, we can't trust you, you keep telling lies.
因为我们不可以再信任你了，你常常这样的撒谎，我们继续要打电话给你的老师。
But that is exactly what happens in life for many people.
可是呢，在生活中，很多人就是如此。
They have mastered the art of deception and lying.
他们已经习惯了来撒谎。
They have forgotten how to tell the truth.
他们忘记了怎么说真话。
There was this actor who has died from Hollywood.
在好莱坞呢，有一个演员虽然是死去了。
I remember listening to the interviewer interviewing him.
牧师呢，记得当时呢，有人在访问他。
Because he is very good in imitating all kinds of languages.
因为他很擅长呢，来模仿其他的这个语言。
He can pretend to speak like a Frenchman, like an Englishman, like an American, and he can also change his voice.
他能够很好的模仿英国人怎么说话，美国人怎么说话，其他的国家的人怎么说话。
All the accents and all the slang, he can imitate it so well.
他的口音，他的发音，啊，他能够都模仿得很真。
But that's what acting is, isn't it?
可是演戏不是如此吗？
And he has been doing this for 10, 20, 30 years.
他就是这样的十年、二十年、三十年，就这样的一个，已经习惯了。
So what the interviewer asked him sticks in my mind.
然后这个访问的人问他这个问题呢，我还是很有这个印象的。
The interviewer asked him this question.
那个访问的人就问他这个问题。
What is your real voice sounds like?
你这么容易就能够模仿别人的口音，你自己的口音是什么？
What is your true accent? Is it American? Is it British? What is your true accent?
你自己的口音到底是什么呢？你到底是美国人还是英国人还是什么人呢？
Now, Deacon Vincent, I think only has one voice. This is his voice.
他说这是我的声音，我没有其他的声音了。
I'm not sure whether he has the gift to change his voice, to make it lower, make it higher. I do not know.
牧师不知道我的声音能不能够改变，我们能不能改变我的口音。
But some of us can have that kind of range where we imitate and then we change our voice.
可是我们知道有一些人呢，他们能够改变自己的这个音带的这个发音的声音，然后模仿出其他人说话的声音。
But we all know our natural voice.
我们知道我们自然的声音就是这样的。
So if I talk to Deacon Vincent over the phone, he doesn't have to introduce himself. The moment he speaks, I know that it's him. That's his voice.
如果我打电话给牧师，他一听啊，就是我了。
So his voice is identity.
所以我的声音是有我独特的这个声音的。
This actor paused for a long time, and then he told the interviewer, "You are right. I don't know what my voice is. I have forgotten."
可是这个演员他说，因为我模仿了这么多人的口音，这么多人的声音，哦，我忘记了我自己的是什么。
Because he's so good in imitating all the different sounds and different voices, different tone, that he has lost his own.
因为他这么样的擅长呢，模仿其他人。 他连自己的都忘记了。
Do you know how scary that is?
这个是多么可怕吗？
When he goes back home and talks to his wife and his children, he doesn't know which voice to use.
他回家跟自己的妻子、孩子们说话的时候，都忘记了自己到底的声音是什么。
So his life on screen and life in reality have blurred into one where he doesn't know who he is.
所以呢，他在演戏或者是现实生活中，他到底是怎么一个人，什么样的声音？
Your voice is your identity.
你的声音，我们大家的声音都有独特的。He
has lost his identity because he lost his real voice.
因为他已经失去了那独特，他自己独特的这个声音。Because
he has been doing that for 10, 20, 30 years without stopping.
因为他长时间的来模仿其他人，就忘记了自己。People
are very impressed. People gave him lots of money to act and pretend to be somebody that he is not.
可是呢，很多人就是很 这个能力，就给他很多钱，教他演戏。
People who make lying their way of life will become like that.
可是如果我们继续的来撒谎，常常的来撒谎，很快的呢，我们就变成了一个撒谎的人。
They lie in the office.
在办公室里面撒谎。
They think that that's the way to do business.
他说啊，撒谎才能够做到生意。
And they will do this year in year out for 20, 30 years.
就这样的二十年、三十年，因为生意要来撒谎。
When they come back home.
他们回家，
they talk to their wives and their children.
跟妻子呢孩子们说话。
What do you think?
你认为呢？
You think they're now suddenly going to switch and say, now I will be truthful all the time with my wife and with my children?
我在工作的时候撒谎回来的，我会说真话吗？
8, 10, 12 hours in the workplace you've been telling lies, and then suddenly you come home for 1, 2 hours, you can switch and automatically you can tell the truth again?
如果一个人在办公室里面呢，长时间这样的继续的来撒谎，回到家呢，会说真话吗？
Don't deceive yourself.
不要欺骗自己。
Like that actor, you will probably have lost your honesty and your integrity.
就好像那个好莱坞的这个演员，他忘记了自己的声音。如果我们继续的撒谎，我们也忘记了怎么来说真话了。
You will carry over what you do outside into your home, and you can't even now tell the truth to your own children.
我们外面是怎么行为的，什么形式的，回家呢也同样如此。
Don't have to talk about coming to church.
不要说来到教会。
You are one big fat liar.
我们就变成了一个大骗子。
You pretend to sing him.
我们唱诗，
you pretend to read God's word.
我们读经，
you pretend to pray.
我们祷告。
Everything is just one big pretense.
都是在骗人的。
The Bible called them wolves in sheep's clothing.
都说这些是披了这个狼皮的这个羔羊。
The Bible called
错了，这是披了羊皮的狼啊。
I'm not 错了， I mean I'm right, right? He's 错了。
还错。
The Bible also called them angels of light.
圣经说他们都是这个，好像这个光，天使之光。
And this is very frightening because they will come into the leadership and they will destroy the church.
这很可怕的，因为他们会到时呢，他们会变身在这个长执会里面。
They are very, very, very sincere and very convincing.
他们很真诚的，他们是很真诚的。
Because they themselves do not know that lying.Is wrong because it has become part of them.
因为他们撒谎撒多了，变成一个很自然的，变成他们自己的里面的行为就是如此。
That is why Jesus says in verse 37, for the Christian, if you are truly born again, let your communication be imperative. Yea, yea, nay, nay.
所以呢，耶稣对他们说，如果你们是基督徒，你们就要看第三十七节怎么说。他说，你们的话呢是。就是是，不是就说不是，若再多说就是出于那二者。
If your day-to-day conversation, in your day-to-day conversation, you tell the truth.
我们如果每天呢都说真话，都说实话。
Whether it is at home or in school or at work, doesn't matter. You will always tell the truth.
不管在哪里，我们都要说真话。
You tell the truth even in the most simple things.
简单的东西，我们也要说真话。
Then truthfulness will characterize your life.
我们的就有这个习惯呢，是来说真话的。
Just like the person who keeps on telling lies, lying will characterize your life. You keep telling the truth, truthfulness will characterize your life.
就像一个撒谎的人，骗子呢的这个行为呢，已经在他里面了。如果我们是说真话的呢，我们就是变成一个信实的人，忠实的人。
So that when you are in the workplace, when you sign on the contract, whether you sign or do not sign, you will keep your word.
所以呢，不管我们到底呢跟人家有没有什么签约，我们就言出必行，说真话。
There was this businessman who has been in our Bible study for about 7 years.
耶稣这个牧师呢分享说，有一个人呢在他的这个查经班里面大概有7年了。
We have studied the Sermon on the Mount in our Bible study.
在这个查经班里面呢，他们也已经查考了这个登山宝训。
And so one day he was overseas, and then he was trying to get a business contract.
所以有一天呢，他在国外，他也要去做生意，要签约。
The business contract was in the tune of millions and millions of dollars.
这个合约呢, 牵涉到几百万的这个...
And so he talked to this business, his business colleague that he tried to get the contract from, that if you buy for me the transportation from Singapore to your country, FOC, free of charge.
然后他就跟他说,我跟你签约,如果你跟我合作呢, 这个运费,去你国家的运费呢,
our company will take care of it.
我们会负责。
And so a few weeks later, the two sides, the lawyers, they discussed, and then both sides, they signed the contract.
之后呢, 他们律师方面, 双方面协议之后,
and the Christian businessman came back to Singapore.
然后这个做生意的基督徒呢, 他回到新加坡,
and they prepared all the goods and everything, and then they put it into the ship to send it to the other country.
然后他把这些货呢, 也预备好了, 准备运到那里, 目的地。
And then this businessman's colleague in Singapore told him, hey, if you look at the contract, he signed the contract saying that he will pay for the shipping.
可是这个基督徒的这个生意人他的这个同事他就说你看这个合约他没有说到我们要负责这个船运费啊是他们要负责。
The Christian businessman said, but I gave my word.
可是这个基督徒他说可是我已经给他这个承诺说我会负责这个船运费。
But his worker tells him, but he signed, that is legal, your word is not.
他说虽然你说你会负责这个船运费可是你看合约里面是说他们另外一方会负责的。
What would you do?
你要怎么做呢? 如果是你会怎么做呢?
What would you do? You ask how much, right?
可能你会问,这个船运费多少钱?
$10, never mind, we pay the $10.
10块钱, 少数目, 算了, 我们就,
$100 also never mind, we pay.
100块钱也算了,
correct? 可,
是这样吗?
$1,000?
1,000块呢?
$10,000?
1万呢?
$100,000?
10万呢?
Is it depend on the amount that we pay or he pays?
是根据数目来决定要不要去履行我们所说的吗?
The businessman in the country knows that you are a Christian.
那里的这个合作的伙伴呢,知道说你是基督徒。
You shake hands and you gave your word.
你已经握手了,你已经达成了协议。
Yes, he signed.
给了承诺,你已经签了约,是他签了约。
The shipping and handling cost $250,000.
如果呢,这个船运费呢是25万。
Christian businessman says, I gave my word, I will keep my word. Doesn't matter what the contract says, we will pay.
基督徒的这个生意人就说,虽然是25万,可是我已经说出去了,说我会负责这个船运费,我们就要言出必行。
He shared with me the reason was because he remembered Matthew 5:33-37.
这位做生意的这个基督徒呢,就跟牧师分享说, 他记得他们在读查考这个圣经的时候说我们要言出必行。
The Holy Spirit brought to his remembrance the importance of verse 37. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
他就跟牧师分享说圣灵呢就提醒他在查考这个37节的时候要怎么去履行。
Jesus Christ was more important to him than $250,000.
对他来说 在耶稣里面的见证呢,比这个25万还要重要。
Now when he shares the gospel with the businessman in the other country, that Jesus Christ loved you, God loves you, because of your sin, Jesus Christ died for you, the impact of the gospel is not only in the words, but in his life. He kept his word.
如果呢,这个做这个生意的基督徒呢,跟他的国外的朋友合作的伙伴呢,分享福音的时候,他的这个影响力, 我们就可以看到不是只是言语所说的,而是他的行为,他的生活已经活出来了。When
you call yourself a Christian and you tell lies,
如果我们说我们是基督徒,而我们撒谎,
tell lies to make some money,
撒谎是为了要赚一点钱,
tell lies because you are afraid of some punishment, whatever it is,
撒谎是因为我们怕被惩罚,
you have broken commandment number 3,
我们就已经触犯了第三条诫命,
and you have put a price tag on the name of Jesus Christ.
我们就把一个价格呢,价格表呢,放在基督的名上。
Christ's name must be priceless to you. You never sell the name of Jesus Christ that you bear for anything in the world. And if you have lied, you must repent of your sin. Because you must always tell the truth. Because you may lie to men, but you can never lie to God. And the Bible says liars cannot be found in heaven. This is found in Revelation
21.
You look at verse 8.
启示录21章第8节
But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and the last one and all liars, black lies, white lies, no such thing, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
所以呢我们在启示录21章第8节这里看到 神的话语说：“唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火炉里。”这是第二次的事。Telling
the truth is one of the best evidences that you are a Christian.
如果我们说我们是基督徒，我们就要 说真话,
Tell the truth always.
我们都要实话实说,
because you are a Christian.
因为我们是基督徒,
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
满有怜悯, 满有慈爱, 我们在天上的父,
we thank thee, Lord, for the salvation that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们要为着在耶稣基督里面的救恩来感谢你。
We thank thee, Father, that thou hast saved us and we are transformed from inside out.
谢谢你救了我们, 让我们从里面得以这个改变。
One of the best indications that we are born again is that we tell the truth.
如果我们说我们已经重生了, 我们要说真话。
If we have brought shame to the name of Christ by lying, may thou forgive us.
如果我们以前撒了谎,
Help us to be truthful in the least, so that we may be truthful in the much.
如果我们以前撒了谎, 求你赦免我们。 如果我们在某一件事情上亏欠了你, 求你赦免我们。
May truthfulness always characterize our life.
求你让我们在生活里面呢, 要常常地来说真话。
Because our Heavenly Father always tells the truth.
让我们做一个诚实的人, 像你说实话一样。
May His children also always tell the truth.
求你让你的儿女们都能够常常地来说真话。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们如此祷告呢，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.